No, obviously that was a difficult game. How do you analyse it? What are the things that stand out in particular for you?
The result, the performance, bad things, bad performance, then comes a bad result.
And what was it about the performance? I mean, you never seem to really find the standards that you've so often had this season.
Yeah, I think it was one of the games that we were not as good as we should and could be. Nothing to do with I think the opponent didn't create anything. I think we should have done better. But you know, we knew that this day could come. And this first moment, my words must be that the run that we had 13 games without losing, all these things. So let's be fair to each other. We are doing good. We must improve, and we have to bounce back immediately from today.
Yes, and that perspective is very important, as you say. But it's interesting just hearing Connor Cody now, and it says something about the standards that everybody set here this season. That he didn't come out and say, well, it's just one of those days where things have gone wrong. He said, we've got to look at it very closely and put things right.
Like we always do, yes. When we win and when we don't win. We always do the same analysis. The standard is high, the demand is high, and we have to improve. We have to be better than we were today.
Can I ask you? You obviously made some quite significant changes at half time. What was it you were looking for to change in that way?
Looking to change the game, put more 1v1s on the sides, situation that we can arrive to the box. Couldn't make it, but. I think all do mistakes first. Me, myself, I'm responsible maybe for not giving the importance, telling the boys that we still have a long, long way to go. Nobody can relax here.
I will be reminded of that now, for sure.
Of course.